your papers down and see better what you're doing.
Okay, you're Lina Mae Adkins?
Lilla
Mae Adkins.
Mm-hmm. Just have a seat.
Okay.
This goes, because I haven't had it too long. Now, the man who turned it over to me said, you'll find names there you never heard of. He was a real old man. He said, you'll find names there you never heard of.
Huh.
And I just haven't spent too much time.
Too much, huh?
So I don't know what you'll find.
See, these are probably a little more recent here.
I imagine. Now, there used to a lot of porters go to Providence Church.
Yeah. William B. Rudy, Eli Jake Wynette. How far is Providence Church from here?
Providence Church?
Uh-huh.
Well, I'll just make a rough guess. I'd say about four miles.
And how old is it?
Oh, how old is it?
Uh-huh.
Oh, it's, I think the church was built. Let me see. Maybe I have to read something.
Okay.
Now on the back there's just a little bit, that's Providence.
Constructed 1887 on the ground once known as the old cabin grounds.
18 what?
Now I can remember my daddy telling about. I'm 77 years old, so see I'm not young anymore.
Yeah.
But I can remember my father telling about being there when it was the Providence campground.
Yeah.
And his tent, they went in tents and drove down their stakes and stayed.
Yeah.
And his tent was right about where the Providence Church now stands. And I do know that through the years there have been a lot of porters gone to church there and a lot of porters buried in that cemetery. Because my people are all buried in that cemetery.
But that cemetery is not any older than the church?
Now, I don't know. Yes, I think it is.
It's older than the church. Because,
mm-hmm.
Let's see, this Summerfield was built in 1838, I think it said. Summerfield Church down here, 1838.
Well, Providence is 1888.
Yeah. Our family would have, well, let's see, you know the house Bert Rudy lives in?
Uh-huh.
Well, we think that's where our great-great-great-grandfather Andrew Porter lived before the Thomases bought it. We're positive now because we've talked to the Greens and all the different people, and they said there's 262 acres, and Andy Porter owned it, mm-hmm. and it's almost definite. And he moved to Kentucky right after the Civil War, and I'm sure he probably went to this church right down here at Summerfield because mm-hmm. we think they were Methodists. And
Eli Cornett. 1898.
What's the oldest date since
marriages?
Oh, marriages. This is pastor.
But as I say that, I don't know too much about it because it was just the old records, and I haven't been interested in that too much.
Yeah. This is
sometimes somebody be hunting for information for a social security number and all that sort of thing, and they'll...
Yeah. This is the oldest book you have, though.
Yeah, that's...
Okay. One more marriage. It starts in for that.
Yeah.
Some of the cornets.
This is the only other book I have, and it's more recent than that.
Membership right there. Wonder if there's any older record book. This doesn't seem to go back much more than 1900.
Well, I wouldn't know.
1888, here's one. What cornet is that up there?
C-O-N, looks like.
Did you see Betty Rudy?
Keep going back.
Let's
see.
Betty Rudy.
Who told us about this? Yeah, it might have been.
Rudy.
Is she the one that, her daughter's Felicia?
No, Felicia's your granddaughter.
Oh, we talked to her mother. Was she the one that told us about to come up here?
I think so.
It was her mother that told us to come up here.
Felicia's mother?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, her mother told us she had the old record.
Well, I'm going to call Betty.
1866.
If you're sure you didn't talk to Betty, I'm going to call Betty and see. Now, Betty was one of the Greens.
Yeah.
But she's Betty Rudy.
Look at this.
And she just might know about some later records.
Okay.
I'll call her.
Okay. Well, this 1866 right here. Jacob C. Thomas. That's one of them Thomases. December 1866. The quarter sold out February 66. So they were just getting in. Remember that?
What?
The Porters sold their land February 1866 to the Thomases. Here's that Thomas, Jacob C. Thomas, one of them.
Yeah.
December 1866.
Uh-huh.
There's those Boyers.
Mr.
There's a George Anderson, Sina A. Anderson. I wonder if that's that Anderson that lady they're talking about. Sina A. Anderson. She said,
"Will you mind excuse me, Mr. Bill?"
Elizabeth Catherine. Thank you. or anything else back to your past members. Annual summary. She doesn't.
No. And she said you might. And she thought that her brothers maybe told you or Barbara that you might get information from Ina Rudy.
Ina Rudy?
Mm-hmm. Ina Rudy.
We just talked to her just right before we came here. She was in Galax with We talked to her and she's the one that told us there was 262 acres from the Porter place there, but that's about all she knew. And she didn't think she knew any more than the Green brothers up here on the hill. The three brothers, you know.
Yeah, and then Betty that I've been talking to, Betty Rudy, she's a sister to those Green boys.
Oh, yeah.
And then all of Barbara and Betty and the Green boys had all got together and talked about it. But she says, as far as any of them know, Betty's the oldest tracker.
What, they recently talked about it, you mean? Or they talked about it before?
Since we've been here?
They talked about it on telephone last night. They called each other and talked on the telephone.
And that was the oldest record they knew
of. That's the oldest record in the album now. And I don't know.